How does a dialyser for hemodialysis work and what's the difference between high flux and low flux types? Hemodialysis is a medical procedure used to treat patients with kidney failure. It involves filtering waste, excess fluids, and toxins from the bloodstream when the kidneys can no longer perform their natural function. The device responsible for this filtration is called a dialyser. Understanding how a dialyser works, the difference between high flux and low flux types, and which type suits specific patient conditions is essential for effective treatment. What is a dialyser and its role in hemodialysis? A dialyser, often referred to as the artificial kidney, is a device used in hemodialysis to remove waste, toxins, and excess fluid from the blood. It is a critical component in the dialysis machine, acting as a filter to mimic the kidney's natural function. The dialyser contains a semi-permeable membrane that separates the patient's blood from a special dialysate fluid. This membrane allows waste products and excess fluid to pass through while preventing essential substances like blood cells and proteins from being lost. The clean blood is then returned to the patient's body, completing the dialysis cycle. How does a dialyser filter toxins and excess fluids? The dialyser functions through a process called diffusion and ultrafiltration. Diffusion, blood flows through one side of the dialyser semi-permeable membrane, while a special dialysate, a sterile fluid, flows on the other side. Toxins, waste products, and excess fluids from the blood pass through the membrane and into the dialysate. The process is driven by concentration gradients. Waste in the blood moves to where it is less concentrated in the dialysate. Ultrafiltration, this is the process where excess water, fluid, is removed from the blood by applying a pressure gradient across the dialyser membrane. The fluid is drawn from the blood and into the dialysate. This ensures that the patient's fluid balance is maintained. The result is the purification of the blood, removing harmful substances and excess fluids that would otherwise accumulate in the body. What is the difference between high-flux and low-flux dialysers? Dialysers are categorized into high-flux and low-flux types based on the permeability of their membranes. The permeability determines how efficiently the dialyser can filter blood and remove waste and fluids. Low-flux dialysers. Membrane characteristics. Low-flux dialysers have a membrane with smaller pores, limiting their ability to filter larger molecules. Filtration capability. These dialysers are typically used for removing smaller toxins and fluids from the blood, making them suitable for patients who do not require extensive toxin removal. Usage. Low-flux dialysers are typically used in standard hemodialysis treatments for patients with relatively stable kidney function or for those who do not require high toxin clearance. High-flux dialysers. Membrane characteristics. High-flux dialysers have larger pores in the membrane, allowing them to remove larger molecules such as middle molecules, which are typically harder to clear. Filtration capability. These dialysers are capable of clearing both small and larger molecules, making them ideal for patients who have a higher level of toxin buildup or fluid retention. They also have enhanced ability to filter out more fluid from the bloodstream. Usage. High-flux dialysers are used in cases where rapid toxin removal is necessary, or when patients have specific conditions like uremic toxins that require more aggressive treatment. Which type is better for specific patient conditions? Choosing between high-flux and low-flux dialysers depends on the patient's individual needs, including the severity of kidney failure and the presence of other complications. Low-flux dialysers, best for stable patients with early-stage kidney failure or those who require routine dialysis. These dialysers are effective for maintaining fluid balance and removing smaller waste products, but they may not be sufficient for patients with advanced kidney disease or large toxin loads. High-flux dialysers, ideal for patients with advanced kidney disease or end-stage renal failure, particularly when the patient's body retains large amounts of fluid or has accumulated middle molecules. These dialysers are often recommended for patients who require more aggressive toxin removal or have complicated medical conditions, example diabetes, heart disease, that lead to the buildup of more complex waste products. High-flux dialysers are also suitable for hemodiafiltration treatments, where both diffusion and convection, the movement of fluid and solutes, are used to clear toxins more efficiently. How do dialysers impact treatment time and efficiency? The type of dialyser used can impact both the duration and efficiency of dialysis treatment. Low-flux dialysers, since low-flux dialysers are less permeable, they take longer dialysis sessions to effectively clear the necessary toxins and fluids. These dialysers are generally less efficient than high-flux dialysers, and patients may require multiple sessions per week to maintain an appropriate toxin and fluid balance. High-flux dialysers, due to their greater permeability, allow for faster filtration, which can reduce dialysis time and improve overall treatment efficiency. These dialysers remove waste and excess fluid more effectively, and patients can experience shorter treatment times. For patients who have accumulated large amounts of waste products, high-flux dialysers allow for more complete toxin removal in a shorter time. Additionally, high-flux dialysers can improve patient comfort, as they reduce the risk of fluid overload and related complications, allowing for better control over the dialysis process. Conclusion. The dialyser is an essential component of hemodialysis, and understanding its role in filtering toxins and excess fluid from the blood is critical for both healthcare providers and patients. The difference between high-flux and low-flux dialysers lies primarily in their membrane permeability, which affects the efficiency and speed of dialysis treatments. Low-flux dialysers are ideal for patients with early kidney disease or those requiring routine dialysis treatments. High-flux dialysers are better suited for patients with advanced kidney disease or those needing rapid toxin removal. Ultimately, the choice between these dialyser types should be made based on the patient's medical condition, treatment goals, and individual needs. By selecting the appropriate dialyser, healthcare providers can optimize the dialysis process, ensuring that patients receive the most effective treatment for their kidney health.